A first-of-its-kind conviction in a Capitol riot case. Lisa Brady, Fox News. This was the first assault trial over the Capitol breach, pitting a longtime New York City cop against a D.C. officer.
Thomas Webster, a veteran of the NYPD, was convicted by a federal jury today. His case set precedence as being the first defendant tried for assault, as well as the first to use a self-defense argument, saying that he was trying to protect himself from what he called a rogue cop who started the confrontation by punching Webster in the face. The D.C. Metro officer, Noah Rathbun, testified he did not start the fight with Webster, who was initially indicted by a grand jury on counts including assault with a dangerous weapon, a metal flagpole. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot is asking three more House Republicans for interviews. Congressman Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, and Ronny Jackson.
All close allies of former President Trump. Letters from committee chair Democrat Benny Thompson and vice chair Republican Liz Cheney request those meetings with the three lawmakers as early as next week. Thompson and Cheney say several members of Congress have information about the facts, circumstances, and causes of January 6th and consider it a patriotic duty for all witnesses to cooperate.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. In Philadelphia, a fired police officer is now charged with murder for killing a 12-year-old boy in March. Police say the boy fired at an unmarked police car, injuring a plainclothes officer. Prosecutors say the boy had thrown down his gun and was on the ground, unarmed, when he was shot. Court records show former officer Edsel Mendoza surrendered yesterday to face charges and was denied bail. The governing body for European soccer penalizing Russia over the war in Ukraine, disqualifying them from next year's World Cup, this year's Women's European Championship, and any European competitions next season. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The last your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Wildfire crews in New Mexico bracing for more heavy winds as a battle continues.
Thousands of people have fled their homes northeast of Santa Fe from the Calf Canyon and Herman's Peak fires that have burned over 100,000 acres and fueled by strong winds. Right now, just 30% contained as shelters in San Miguel and Mora counties become overwhelmed.
We are in desperate and dire need of an emergency management crisis team. Just to help us.
Shelter volunteer Gino Martinez, the Calf Canyon and Herman's Peak fires, the worst among wildfires across New Mexico and the Southwest, including Arizona. Both states declaring emergencies and have deployed National Guard soldiers to help.
Fox's Jeff Panasso. The fire east of Santa Fe has burned nearly 300 homes and other structures. The CIA is reaching out to Russians disaffected by President Putin's invasion of Ukraine, beginning a push to promote the agency on the dark net in case Russians are trying to contact U.S. intelligence officials. The CIA's social media channels posting instructions in both English and Russian. Selective hearing might be a real thing for teenagers.
While past research has indicated the importance of a mother's voice to young children, a new study claims that begins to change in adolescence when mom's voice may get tuned out in favor of the voices of strangers. According to a recently published study in the Journal of Neuroscience, when young kids hear their mother's voice, it stimulates greater activity in the reward processing regions when compared to unfamiliar voices. But the study claims the sound of a mother's voice seems to have the opposite effect on older adolescents, who essentially tune mom out in favor of non-familial voices. The findings demonstrate a shift when it comes to social orientation in adolescence as kids become young adults and branch out toward non-familial social partners.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. Stocks turning lower. The Dow's now down 278. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.